one more time.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our elder, with an anointed sermon already in progress.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself.
So good,
good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed.
I'm good,
good enough to handle my
pain. Just hold it right there. Let me introduce the speaker. Yes, Lord God. Our speaker tonight, amen. The man that loved God. He's our National Food Service Administrator. I heard him tell a story one time. He ran out of everything down there in Oakdale. Still made a meal. Ran out of everything. See, he looked in the thing, they had nothing but flour, a space where flour's supposed to be at. They made three meals out of it. Amen. It's a man I'm proud to call my brother in Christ. Amen. Let's put our hands together. Amen. For our National Food Service Administrator, amen, Elder Moses. Come on, somebody, come on! Come on, come on. Some of y'all ain't praising him. Some of y'all not clapping your hands. Come on, praise him. Come on, praise him. Come on, praise him.
Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Giving honor to Jesus. Giving honor to Jesus. Giving honor to Jesus. My way maker. Giving honor to Jesus, praise the Lord. The life giver. Giving honor to Jesus, the healer. Giving honor to Jesus, the door, praise the Lord. Giving honor to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You may have your seat if you can, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the Lord have been good, praise the Lord. To the house of prayer, praise the Lord. I said the Lord have been good to the house of prayer. Hallelujah. You should be clapping, praise the Lord. Truly giving honor, praise the Lord, to my pastor, praise the Lord. Pastor Marbury, praise the Lord. Giving honor to the assistant pastor, praise the Lord. Our national superintendent, praise the Lord. All the prophetess, all the ministers, all the mothers, all the deacon brothers, our special guest tonight, our musician, praise the Lord. Everyone that make up this gathering together tonight, the whole house of faith, praise the Lord. I I want to preach the word tonight, praise the Lord. I'm not going to be long before you. I know, praise the Lord, that you have read it before. Praise the Lord, but I want to talk about Judas tonight. I want to talk about Judas tonight, praise the Lord. Because that's what the Lord put on my heart to preach about Judas tonight. Because how many know that he was one of the 12, praise the Lord? You know, and I began to look up his name, and I didn't know his name was the praise of the Lord. His father and mother called him the praise of the Lord. You know? And they were looking for high things for Judah. And Jesus chose him, just like he chose the rest of the disciples, he chose Judah too. He was a treasure. Judah was the one that had the carried the money bag. You know, but Judah, praise the Lord, the Bible began to say that on the day of the feast of unleavened bread, praise the Lord, and they was getting ready, praise the Lord, to take the Passover. And Jesus began to say, I have chosen 12, and one of you is a devil. He said, one of you is the devil. That's what the word said. The devil. And then they all look up and say, well, I don't want to be called a devil. Not too many people want to be called a devil. So they begin to say, Lord, is it I? Lord, is it I? And Lord, is it I? And then Judah decided to say, Lord, is it I? He said, yeah, you said it. See, Jesus was straightforward, praise the Lord. He didn't cut the corner. He said, you have said it. And he said, praise the Lord, what you going to do, go and do it quickly. And we're going to go ahead and take this Passover. What you going to do, go ahead and do it quickly. We're going to go into the word of God, praise the Lord, tonight, praise the Lord. Let's go to the book of Luke tonight, praise the Lord. And I know that it's also in the book of Matthew, and in the book of Mark, and in the book of John, but let's go to the book of Luke, praise the Lord. Luke, the 22nd chapter, praise the Lord. And Luke is between Mark and John, praise the Lord, if you don't know where it at. When you have it, say amen. Starting for the first verse, it said, now in the feast of unleavened bread draw nigh, which is called the Passover, and the chief and the scribe sought, meaning that they planned how they might kill him. Him is Jesus, for they feared the people. Third verse is a very important verse. It said, then enter Satan into Judah, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. Like I say, he was one of the 12 disciples. And he went his way and communed. He went and discussed with the chief priests and the captain how he may betray Jesus, him is Jesus, unto them. Okay, the fifth verse, and they was glad, and they covered it to give him money. They're going to pay him to do that, praise the Lord. Amen. If you want to do that, then, you know, we ain't got to do it. And then it says, praise the Lord, and he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Okay, now we're going to skip down to the 45th verse. And when he had rose up from praying, talking about Jesus, and was come to his disciple, he found them sleep for sorrow. And said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Number 47. And while they yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judah, one of the 12, went before them and draw nigh unto Jesus to kiss him. Verse number 48 says, but Jesus said unto him, Judah, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? Are all the things
a kiss, Judah? Let's go to the book of Acts. You got John, and then you got the book of, then you got Acts. Acts, the first chapter, verse 14. It said, these all continue, talking about the disciple, with one accord, and that one accord is with one mind, and prayer and supplication, with the who? With the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brothers. I'm going to continue to read. And in these days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of the name together was about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must need have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judah, which was guided to them that took Jesus. And then the next verse said, for he was numbered with us. He was one of the disciples and have attained a part of the ministry. He had attained part. He was a disciple. Amen. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity and fell headlong. He burst under in the midst of all his bile gushed out. And then the 19th verse said, it was known unto all that dwell at Jerusalem, inasmuch as the field is called in their proper tongue at Seldomen, that is to call the field of blood. Let us bow here for a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word tonight. Father God, and I pray, Lord God, that this word, Lord God, would go forth, Lord, with demonstration of your power. Lord God, and I pray, Lord God, that, Lord God, that you would touch everyone, Lord God. Everyone, Lord God, by the sound of my voice, Lord God. And Father God, I pray, Lord God, that you continue to watch over us, Lord God, and watch over and keep us, Lord God, right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 The Bible said that he was one of the disciples, praise the Lord. But you see, when the devil, praise the Lord, comes in, praise the Lord, he comes in like a flood. He comes in, praise the Lord, when you don't want him to come in, he come in. He come in and he take, praise the Lord. But Judah, praise the Lord, parents had high hope for Judah. They were glad to know that he was one of the 12, praise the Lord. One of the disciples, praise the Lord. And he seen Jesus did many miracles. Many signs and wonders Judas saw Jesus do, praise the Lord. And don't you know you can be in the church, praise the Lord, and the word is going forward with the anointing and with power, praise the Lord, and you so far from the church is unreal. Your mind is so far, praise the Lord. We even start going to Washington. Your mind is on Washington, D.C. right now, and you may not like me tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your mind is on packing, praise the Lord. But the Bible says he walked to and fro, praise the Lord, seeking who he may devour, praise the Lord. He looking, praise the Lord, to see who he may devour. If he can't get you, then he's going to try to get somebody else, praise the Lord. Get you not to hear the word, praise the Lord, because I find out that the word, praise the Lord, of God is alive. It's not a dead word, but the word of God is alive. Let every man be alive, but the word of God is true all by itself, praise the Lord. Never want a sugar-coated word, praise the Lord. But I ain't come to sugar-coat it tonight. Come, praise the Lord, to preach the word and line out, praise the Lord. Judah was among the 12, praise the Lord, that seen the miracle. He had Peter, when Peter began to say, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. When Jesus began to say to Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, but the Holy Ghost revealed it to you. See, praise the Lord, God have anointed all of us in the office. He have anointed us, praise the Lord, to pray for the sick, to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover, praise the Lord. Judah got off a track, saint. He began to do his own thing, praise the Lord. He thought that Jesus didn't know all things. And that's why he said, it's the one that dip his hand in it. Yes, it's you, praise the Lord. Go in and do what you need to do. See, the Lord knows everything. See, you can't fool the woman. You can't fool the pastor, praise the Lord. Because the pastor have been ordained ordained by God, praise the Lord. You can't fool her, praise the Lord. Just like Bishop said, I see right through that. There's some stuff you can see right through, praise the Lord. You can tell when you're lying, praise the Lord. You know how some people lie and they can't look at you? You know they're telling a lie because they can't even look in your face. The stuff that they're saying, they can't even look in your face. But then they say, oh, I'm telling the truth. Go on. And what Jerry Judah said, go on with it then. Tell me some more then, where I can get a good understanding of what you're saying. Tell me some more. See, the devil desire to sip us, saint. To sip us like wheat, praise the Lord. He want to trip us up, praise the Lord. But Jesus began to say, but I pray for you. I pray for y'all, saint, that your faith fail not, praise the Lord. That y'all hold on, praise the Lord, to the home of the altar, praise the Lord. 99 and a half in a giddy, you got to get 100, praise the Lord. See, when you get down on your knees, praise the Lord, and begin to tell the Lord, Lord, you are so wonderful. Lord God, there's no God like you upon this earth, praise the Lord. Lord, I assure you. Lord God, I lift you up, Lord. You're my God, Lord. When you begin to tell the Lord that, praise the Lord, then you move something, praise the Lord. But we getting up too soon, praise the Lord. Only you talking, praise the Lord. And then if you stay down there long enough, you know the Lord begin to tell you, praise the Lord, say, it ain't your brother, it's not your sister, but it's you the one praying the Lord, hallelujah, that need, praise the Lord, to be purged. We don't purge no more. Praise the Lord, you the one. It's not your brother, not your sister. Quit looking at your brother. Quit looking at your sister. It's you. It's you, praise the Lord. It's you. Hallelujah. You stay down there long enough. Hallelujah. That when you praise the Lord, you'll get your breakthrough. If you stay down there long enough. Hallelujah. The Bible said the affection, fervent prayer of the righteous. Hallelujah. It availeth much. Hallelujah. It availeth much. Hallelujah. But the trouble is, if God, praise the Lord, told our pastor to come before us and tell us that we need to pray, we need to take heed to the word of God. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is a quick word. It's a powerful word. It's a sharp word. Hallelujah. It get on down. See that word get on down. I know the inside. That word won't let you go to sleep. You try to sleep at night. That word will wake you up early in the morning. Hallelujah. That word of God. Hallelujah. The word of God. Hallelujah. 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 But we ain't staying down there long enough. Hallelujah. We ain't staying there down there long enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, God sometimes have to call, praise the Lord, certain things to happen to us. Hallelujah. They're causing us to get down on our knees. Hallelujah. See, when you get down on your knees, you find out that's your more reasonable servant to get down and call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then praise the Lord. That when something happened, praise the Lord. But long as you, hallelujah, in your flesh. You can't please God in your flesh. You can't please God. Hallelujah. Because the Bible said that God is a spirit. Hallelujah. God is a spirit. He's a spirit. He ain't flesh. He's not a flesh God. But he's a spirit. Hallelujah. 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 See, it's a spirit in you. Hallelujah. The spirit in you. It's the Holy Ghost in you. Hallelujah. It should quicken your body. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus began to tell the disciple. Hallelujah. He began to tell them to wake up. Somebody's sleeping. You need to wake up. You need to shake yourself. Hallelujah. You need to shake yourself. You need to shake yourself. Hallelujah. That's what you need to do. Hallelujah. See, when you want somebody to wake up, you have to shake them sometime. Hallelujah. You got to shake yourself. Hallelujah. So that you won't go to sleep. Jesus began to tell them. Hallelujah. Told him, say, you need to wake up. Hallelujah. Because my time is at hand. Hallelujah. as I'm talking to you. He that going to betray me is coming right now. Hallelujah. Judas thought he had it all covered up. Some people think they got it all covered up. He said, praise the Lord. I know if I just kiss him, praise the Lord, that Jesus think it just an ordinary, praise the Lord, routine. Hallelujah. But how many know that Jesus is God? Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Hallelujah. He said, when you see me, you seen the Father. How long have I been with you and you don't know who I am? When you see me, you seen the Father. Just thought he had it all covered up. Somebody think they got it all covered up. Think that nobody knows. But everybody knows. The Holy Ghost is the one that's in charge. He thought he had it all covered up. He went and tried to kiss the Lord. But the Lord said, you tried to betray me with a kiss. See, some people, praise the Lord, we use anything, praise the Lord, to get to you, praise the Lord, because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. It's the anointing, hallelujah, that destroys the yoke. It's the anointing of God that destroys the yoke. It's the anointing, hallelujah, that stirs up the devil. Hallelujah, that the devil don't like. The devil don't like the anointing. But it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. It destroys the yoke. It destroys the yoke. It destroys the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Our youth need the Holy Ghost. Our youth need the Holy Ghost. Our young lady need the Holy Ghost. Our young lady need the Holy Ghost. They need the Holy Ghost. Our young men need the Holy Ghost. Everybody need the Holy Ghost. Everybody need the Holy Ghost. With the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue, as the Spirit give you the utter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Jeremiah said, it's just like fire shed up in my bone. It's just like fire shed up in my bone. I tried to sit down, but every time I sat down, hallelujah, I had to get back up again. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
It's the anointing that breaks the yokes. It's the anointing, children of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says hallelujah is the highest praise. It's the highest praise that you could give to your God. That's why we say hallelujah. Let your voice say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. That's what all that praying was for. He said, if my people, not everybody else, but if my people, which are called by my name, called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, said, then I will heal their sickness, I'll heal their pocketbooks, I'll pay their bills, I'll bring their husband back home, I'll bring their wife back to them, I'll give them that promotion on the job. I'll even give them that don't have a job a job. If my people, I'll give them wisdom and understanding. I'll give them spiritual knowledge. If my people, yes, it's the anointing that breaks the yokes. I wouldn't walk out of here like I came in. I came in expecting something. I need something from the Lord. I'm tired of running the way I've been running, God. I'm tired of me, Lord. I come to worship. I come to worship you, Father. I come to worship you, God. I need you to have mercy on me, Lord. Yes, I'm grateful. I'm grateful, Jesus. I need you, Lord. Yes. This is what we was created for. This is what we were created for. He created all of us for his glory. And no matter what you may be going through right now, no matter what you may be going through, God said, I created you to praise me.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our elders' message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Do you desire a local church? Pastor Errol C. Dorsey invites you to experience a unique style of worship at New Birth Fellowship Church. NBFC is located at 1328 Enterprise Road in Alexandria, Louisiana. Sunday morning Bible school begins at 8:30 a.m. with provided breakfast snacks, followed by morning worship at 9:30 a.m. New Birth Fellowship Church ministries include a clothes closet, housing, and community feeding. New Birth Fellowship Church, faith functioning, family friendly, and future focused.
Pastor Errol C. Dorsey and the New Birth Fellowship Church are proud sponsors of KAYT.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
My heavenly
in the God.